The following is a paid advertisement. The opinions, viewpoints, and promises made during the following program are not those of KHOW, its staff, management, or parent company, iHeartMedia Incorporated.
This show is a legal advertisement, and it is intended to provide general information only. It is not intended to provide specific legal advice, nor does it create an attorney-client relationship. You should not rely on general legal information instead of specific legal advice regarding your specific circumstances. Follow-up contact does not create an attorney-client relationship and does not constitute legal advice.
Time now for the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Heard weekly on stations all over Colorado. Gary Bell and Brad Pollock are Colorado injury attorneys. But for the next hour, they'll answer questions and provide advice on any legal matter, including wills, real estate, bankruptcy, contracts, and more. Call in now. 303-713-8255. That's 303-713-8255. And now, here are your hosts, live in the studio, Gary Bell and Brad Pollock.
I had a friend was a big baseball player back in high school. He could throw that speedball by you, make you know.
Good morning, Colorado. Here we go. You ready for this? The Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We are the champions of the people. We are injury attorneys. We have an information-loaded website. We have a motto that we've hung on to for years to make it come true. We educate and advocate for you, the injured victim. Simple as that. Educate and advocate. Because if you're educated and you're informed and you know what to do, you are empowered. And once you're empowered, you follow the correct steps, the correct legal game plan, which we trademark protected. We wrote a book called Legal Game Plan. You follow the right strategy, the right legal game plan. You are enhancing and augmenting your chances of a successful outcome, sometimes by the numbers. Sometimes by multiplication. I mean, you don't follow those steps and you're headed in the wrong direction, right? And we've been covering in our Car Accidents 101, you know, how you can destroy your own injury case. And don't forget Car Accidents 101. It's called Car Accidents 101. And we say every week, we remind you again, it applies to any type of trauma, any type of injury. It could be a bicycle accident, motorcycle accident, even though we call it Car Accidents 101. Big rig trucking accidents. It's a special area, as we have taught you in the past. You know, when you deal with trucking accidents, you better deal with attorneys that have had a lot of experience doing trucking cases. Because, in one part, those cases are controlled by the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Rules and Regulations. Isn't that a mouthful? Yes. But there are thousands of rules and regulations. Rules about logs, driver's logs. Physicals, medical exams, CDOT, CDLs, on and on. You better have somebody experienced. You can call Bell and Pollock anytime. We have experience in all these matters. The Car Accidents 101 is not just limited to car accidents. It could be premises liability. It could be a slip and fall. It could be a motorcycle accident. It could be a pedestrian. It could be a hit and run. We wrote a book on hit and run. You got the idea. We want you to have the information. That is the idea. We want you to be educated because we educate and advocate, right? Now, do you remember what I covered last week with you? Mr. Pollock wasn't here. He is here today, but he wasn't here last week. And you remember what I covered with you about the statement in my example that you gave, that a lady gave to the insurance company 2 days after the accident? I'm going to recover that today, not right now. But if you don't remember it, you want to hear it. If you do remember it, you know where we're going. So, now, you've been injured in a car crash, right? And what do 90, I don't even know the statistic, I'm going to say 90% plus of all the people do in this world is they post something on social media. And today we're going to be talking about social media. And if you don't think those insurance companies don't look at social media, your social media, every day, you're wrong. And so it is critical that you get, you do the right thing on social media. And Brad, we've seen it many, many times in our law firm. People post innocent phrases, innocent sayings they don't even mean, like, I'm feeling great today. And they don't even mean it, and it's not true. And they just say it and do it, and then bingo.
Yeah, it's a terrible problem. And actually, social media is in and of itself a terrible problem that when we stop and look at it, we have to look at not what we're posting as far as our friends seeing it and people we care about seeing it and people that care about us seeing it. We have to consider it being that enemies see it and people that don't care about us seeing it and people that want to harm us or people that want to use things against us seeing it. You know, we've talked about social media before, just in the context of, you know, opening up your life to people and letting them know what's going on in your life. By now, everybody who's listening to this understands and says and knows, you know, you don't post that you're going on a vacation on your social media. Don't post that your house is going to be empty for 2 weeks on social media. You don't post different things you've got in your life on social media such that you make yourself available or you make your assets available for theft and for somebody taking advantage of what you're doing and taking advantage of what you put on social media. You've got to figure out that social media is not private. And if it is private, if you set your settings to private after a personal injury case, you're going to have problems. You got to leave your social media pretty much static. And for every person out there right now listening, I want you to think about what you have, how your social media is set. Is it set for any kind of privacy? Is it set for who gets to see it and who doesn't get to see it? Now, I want you to consider that that information on social media is now going to be available to people who want to prove that you're a fraud or a phony or that you're not really telling the truth or that you're exaggerating your injuries or that you're not really hurt or that you caused a crash and not that the other person caused a crash. You know, Gary, we've talked before about the fact that when you start getting involved in a personal injury case, first of all, you didn't ask for it. Somebody ran into you. And somebody has injured you, and somebody has caused injury to your loved ones, and somebody has caused injury to your life and has affected your life. So that's the first thing. The second thing is when you go to tell everybody on social media, the question is, why are you telling them? What are you trying to say to them? What are you telling, and who do you want to say it to? Can you say it to these people without it being on social media? Because social media is a situation where different people can take a look at the same exact photo or can take a look at the same exact bit of information and come to different conclusions.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's just for a second get rid of and set aside the injury part of this conversation. You've been injured in a car crash, and Brad made a great point there. This was thrust upon you. Somebody took something from you, your liberty, your freedom, your physical freedom. They took it from you, right? So let's just set that aside for a second. Let's say you're not injured. Let's give you an example where you're not injured. Who would post on social media something like, I've reached a milestone with my company. I got extra vacation. I'm going on a month-long trip, three-week trip, and we're all going to be gone. I mean, would you do that? Because you're telling somebody, you're telling a thief, you're telling a burglar, you're telling somebody, maybe not with the most honorable intentions, that you're going to be gone, that there's nobody there. So you say, well, no, Gary, Brad, I would never do that. We would never do that. I mean, that sounds ridiculous. Why would you do that? Well, why would you post stuff and words that really maybe are just casual, like feeling great today, or went to Anna's wedding last weekend and felt great, no problems whatsoever. Why then would you post it? If you're not going to tell a burglar about your house, then why would you tell the insurance company? And then you say to us, right now before break, well, Gary, Brad, well, I'm not telling the insurance company that. I just put it on social media. Oh, yeah. We're going to show you today, right here today, live and in color, that you are doing that. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack, our law firm is Bell and Pollack. We are injury attorneys. We've been injury attorneys for over 45 years. Our law firm has experience to help you. Give us a call. Good morning. Welcome back. Fasten your seatbelt. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack, our law firm is Bell and Pollack. We are injury attorneys and ready for legal rock and roll. Wake up. Grab your coffee, your legal coffee. Come on. We got things to educate and advocate about here today. At Bell and Pollack, we educate and advocate for you, the injured victim, and your family. You know, we did shows on how an injury affects your family. They say, well, you know, the child was injured. That doesn't affect the entire family. Sure, it does. Of course it does. The mom was injured. That doesn't affect the entire family. Yes, it does. And on and on. And so the insurance company wants you to just focus on one person, not the entire entity, not your life. At Bell and Pollack, with over 45 years of experience, we focus on all of the things that are important to you, and that is important. Family is important. Okay. Now, where are we going to go? What's going to happen? So, over the years, Brad and I have been told and asked, I mean, there's been certain defense lawyers in Denver, other places, that suddenly don't want to be defense lawyers anymore. And they want to be a plaintiff's lawyer, a claimant's lawyer. And some of them have come to work for Bell and Pollack. After careful screening, they want to be a plaintiff's lawyer. And the reason I'm telling you this story is to the attorney, right down to the very last one. And Brad knows this. They told us, they will tell you, we already knew it anyway, but they will tell you that the first thing they did every morning, please, please listen to this. The first thing they did every morning is they had a list of cases they're working on. They'd get up, they'd look at their list of cases, and they would go check social media on every case. That means you. That means you. That means your family. That's what they, that was numero uno of what they did every day.
Okay, so now let's think about this, okay? Because we're going to get into more than just your social media. We're going to get into your friends' of social media and your family's social media and how it can affect things. But let's think about this. Once again, insurance companies offer protection against events, and they do that in return for a premium. So they want to get a premium paid to them. The premium is their income, and the one thing they don't want to have to do is pay out too much of that premium, that money they're collecting, for injuries, because they want to make a profit. And we all understand that. That's what insurance companies are about. And they've got to make a profit, otherwise you won't have them. So they're out there doing whatever they can to make a profit. Now, to make a profit, they try and get in more premium. But at the same time, to make a profit, they want to pay less on claims. They want to pay less money to you when you get injured. They want to minimize the amount they have to pay you. They're not there to be generous benefactors to say, let me just give you money. That doesn't happen. Money has to be earned against insurance companies. That's what Bell and Pollack has been doing for the last 40, 50 years, is we've been earning the money that against the insurance companies by going after them, by making sure you're protected. So that's what they want to do. So imagine that they go and they hire somebody, and they hire an adjuster, and they hire that adjuster or somebody else, an investigator, whatever you want to call it, and they hire them for, let's say, $100,000 a year. And they're told that they want them to start every morning with a list of names where they want them to check those people's social media. And they don't want to just check their social media. They want to check their mother's social media. They want to check their spouse's social media. They want to check a friend's social media for that person. Now, do you think they're doing that just so they can have an employee at $100,000 a year look at social media? Just so they can, you know what, just so that person can wake up every morning, grab a cup of coffee, and go sit down at their computer and look at social media and be, in essence, a busybody and see what everybody's doing? That's not it. They're doing it because they know from past experience, they understand from past experience, that that action of searching your social media has allowed them in the past to make arguments that have reduced the amount of money that you get paid on your claim. And it's not whether or not, and you know, I know you're sitting there going, well, if it's on my social media, maybe I shouldn't get that much money. Well, it's not whether or not it's money that you should or shouldn't get. It's whether or not you're painting a false or an accurate picture, and whether or not it's the time to be broadcasting that accurate picture to the world about your condition, about your injuries, about what's happened to you. It's a question of whether or not that picture is even totally accurate, because sometimes people post things on social media that are not accurate. They give a false impression to the rest of the world about what's really going on in your life. They make it look like you're accomplishing certain things, or you're doing certain things, you're engaged in certain activities that really you're not. It's the same thing of the picture where it shows everybody out water skiing on a weekend and you're with them, and you, having been in an injury, you can't water ski, but it shows you out there on the lake. It shows you out there on the dock. It shows you out there in the boat. It shows you out there, you know, what appears to be moving and doing certain things. And you've got to understand what happens with that social media when the insurance companies pick it up.
So if they check you every morning and multiple times a day, depending, like if they got a deposition coming up of you, it'll be multiple times a day, they want information. I think over the years, we've been doing this show, I don't know how long, 25 years plus, let's just say that. We have taught you, and we teach you right now today, again, that insurance companies want information on you. And how do they get it? Sometimes they do surveillance. They want information. They want video. They want pictures. They want data. They want written documents. They want information. And it was just a boon to them when social media came into existence, when Facebook first surfaced. But I think people think it's innocent. I'm not sure what goes through the mindset of some people when they're reading stuff on social media. I don't know. Maybe the mindset is, well, nobody will ever look at this. Wrong. Nobody will ever discover this. Wrong. It's just an innocent comment. Brad just made a great point. I can't tell you how many times I've heard the insurance company show pictures in a deposition. Is this you on a camping trip? Yes. This is on your social media? Yes. Is it? And you went camping to XYZ place? Yes, we did. The whole family did, but I didn't do anything. I had to sit in a lawn chair.
And stop and look at that right there. Okay, how many of you believe that if a person goes on a camping trip, that means they're not hurt as bad as they might otherwise say? They're hurt bad enough they can't go to work. They're hurt bad enough they can't spend 8 hours in a job, but they can go on a camping trip. And how many of you sitting right there start saying, I'm questioning whether or not that person's hurt. I'm questioning what they really did on that camping trip. I'm questioning what kind of activities they had on that camping trip.
And you're sitting there saying, well, they can't tell me they didn't help. They can't tell me they didn't help buy things, buy supplies, buy groceries, buy other supplies, equipment. They can't tell me they didn't help with the equipment. They can't tell me they didn't help set up camp. They can't tell me that. There's no proof of that. Do you see? It is the appearance that you give. It is the appearance, and sometimes it's the actual words, like feeling great when I'm not really feeling great. I just took 5 prescription pills, feeling great. And so then they use that. And we're going to show you before the show's over how they cross-examine you on this, okay? But this is why we preach it. This is why it's so important. Because you post something on social media, I still don't understand the mindset. Would you post that you're going to be I'm going to be gone on vacation for 1 month. Let's forget about the injury. I'm going to be gone on vacation for 1 month. Whoopee, we're retiring. We're going out of the country for 1 month, and we're gone. And so your house is empty. Your property is vulnerable. Would you post that? I don't know. Would you do that? I don't know. But if you did, why? And why would you say anything about vacations? And, you know, and a lot of people say, well, I did post something on social media, but I didn't say anything about my injury. You don't have to say anything about your injury. They don't care. What they want is information. And once again, if you don't think they're not doing this on you, oh, that way they wouldn't do that to me. They are doing it. You've been injured in a car crash. That's the first thing those adjusters check. That's the first thing the attorney, defense attorneys, and insurance defense attorneys check. Every day. I had one defense attorney tell me he checked it every day for over 30 days before trial started and finally found what he considered to be a misrepresentation, a misstatement, and used it at trial. Forget about the other 35 days that Rob, you know, absolutely correct. And so some innocent posting, wrong, fake, kind of exaggerated, like feeling great. I mean, that's why I keep coming back. But that's a good example, right? And so we got more to educate and advocate today on social media. But you got to wake up. You have to wake up. You have to have a legal game plan. Bell and Pollock gives you a legal game plan, a strategy. You understand the steps you have to take and why. How refreshing is that? Wow. Pretty cool. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, Bell and Pollock. We'll be right back. All right. Welcome back. We're having too much fun here. Come on. Maybe someday, we'll post what we talk about during the breaks. It's kind of hilarious, really. It's, I don't know. That'd be kind of dangerous. I don't know. I'm not going to talk about it anymore, but we are going to talk about Caitlin's restaurant. I mean, you know, they have, if you just look at their menu, if you've never been there, you got to go. I mean, they have a lot of homemade recipes, right? And they have carne adobada. I mean, for, you know, that's pork marinated, slow cooked in red chili. They got carne asada. That's, you know, thinly sliced grilled beef steak. Look, they have country fried chicken. They have chicken fried steak. They got breakfast burritos. I almost feel like doing an ad for them. Maybe I will. You know, scrambled eggs. They got ham, bacon, sausage, etc. And you can have a cheeseburger at 6:37 in the morning, and you can have an omelet at 12:30 noon. You can have whatever you want. They've got these homemade recipes, and their homemade beans are incredible. The homemade pancake batter is incredible. We said it, and same thing with the scratch-made green chili sauce and scratch-made red chili sauce. So Caitlin's restaurant, you need to try it if you haven't. If you have, you know it. And they got that thick sliced bacon bread they're cooking over there.
Well, here's one of the things. Oh my goodness, I cannot say enough good things about this place. One of the reviews, I booked this place for a private meetup. Caitlin's was very gracious in allowing us to use their restaurant after hours, even to allow them to use it. Here's another one, excellent locally owned breakfast spot. The food was top shelf. The mimosa was a full amount. The service was quick and attentive. I got the veggie omelet, and my husband got a chicken fried steak. So you know, the reviews speak for themselves as far as what a great restaurant it is. It's been there for, well, going on 20 years. It's family owned. It's a great little place to go down there and have breakfast. And I say little place, it seats probably 100 inside, and it probably seats another 20 or 30 on the deck in the back. You're getting to the point where you're not going to have these nice morning decks, breakfasts out on the deck where you can go sit with family out on the deck, and it's a great little deck. It's got some trees that give you great shade. It's on the east side of the building, so as the sun it comes up and you can enjoy the day. Just no real reason not to go down there and enjoy the food. It's at 4379 East Mississippi Avenue. That's about Colorado Boulevard in Mississippi. It's one block east as you head on out there into Glendale Shopping Center. Yeah, just get on out there and have a great breakfast. For those of you who like to have a cocktail while you're having breakfast or lunch, they have a full liquor license, so they can serve you whatever you need that way. And you're going to love it.
How about a cocktail, a mimosa, Bloody Mary, a full breakfast, a wonderful breakfast with homemade, scratch-made recipes and big-screen TVs? Hello. And while you're there, if you like them, you can order Chicken and Waffles. That's Caitlin's Restaurant. Give it a try. You'll love it every bite of the way. All right, Bell and Pollock, we're here for you. You know, our one-hour-long Champions of the People injury show every weekend on four different radio stations, four different venues. We do it because we want you educated. We've been doing this for years. We have so many 30-minute shows. It's I don't know. I'm going to use the word unbelievable. I kind of think it is over these years. All right, today on KOA at 10 o'clock, 8:50 a.m., KOA, we're talking about police reports and injuries. Brad and I have won cases with police reports. Brad and I have won cases with no police reports. And if you can't call the police, there are certain things you got to do. We've covered that, right? You have to follow the protocol. You have to follow our rules. You have to follow our recommendations. You have to follow our strategy, our legal game plan. All right, today we're talking about social media. Let me give you an example. Let's talk about an example. You now know insurance companies want information. One of the easiest ways to get information is right out of your mouth. Right out of your, you type it right into social media and bingo. They got it, right? So let's give you an example. Let's say, you know, when Brad and I do a case, they won't settle a case, so we have to file the lawsuit. Then they call us greedy because we had to file a lawsuit. They call you greedy. They call everybody greedy but themselves. Everybody's greedy but the insurance companies. And they say we're self-interested. Well, we're no more self-interested, and you're no more self-interested in the outcome of your case than they are self-interested in their profit. Period. Paragraph. Done. Done. All right. So then they say, when Brad and I try a case, they're entitled to certain of your previous medical records because they're searching for information to use against you. And they are entitled to some records. And they want your previous records prior to the accident. Okay? So Brad and I try to limit it at Bell and Pollock to 5 years. 5 years of medical records. You know, sometimes courts order us more than that. It depends on the case. But we try to limit it to 5 years. Insurance companies want a minimum of 10 years, sometimes 15 years. Think about that. 10 years of records. And so here's a killer. So we're arguing for 5 years of medical records, and then the insurance company says, well, Your Honor, here's a post on their social media 9 years ago where they said that they injured their back playing football. Injured the back at yoga. And they had to seek treatment for it. Now in this car accident, they said they injured their back. So if it's the same part of the back, those records are clearly discoverable. They're clearly going to be ordered to be produced. And where did they get that information from? Because the previous back injury 9 years ago has nothing to do. But it's the appearance. Hang on to that word, appearance. It's the appearance that it has something to do with. It's the appearance that you had a back injury and back problems 9 years ago. It's the appearance that maybe you've had it every day for 9 years, but you just didn't tell anybody, when that's not the truth. I mean, 9 years ago, you went to the doctor once, you got two physical therapy sessions, or you went to the chiropractor, and they're great doctors, chiropractors, and they solved it within a week. You were out of there. And then for 9 years, you had no problem until you were rear-ended at 46 miles an hour, and now you got back problems. It's the appearance. So Brad, how do they get this appearance? They get the appearance because they want information you.
Sure. The job of the defense lawyer at that point is to create doubt in the mind of the people who are judging or who are identifying what the damages are that your client has experienced. Your client can experience significant damages and have significant restrictions on what they can do, and and try to explain that. You've got to remember, they're walking into either dealing with an adjuster or walking into dealing with a jury, and they're trying to identify, and when they're, Gary and I, as plaintiffs, personal injury lawyers, doing trial work, we step in trying to create for our jury the picture that our client is living. And the picture our client is living is usually one of significant pain and an inability to do things. And it's not so bad that it puts them into a wheelchair. It's not so bad that it puts them into a situation where they have to be laid up in bed all day long. But it is so bad that they're having to live with it day in, day out, everything they do. As Gary said, you're living with this job 24/7, and you've got to have it, and you're having problems. And you're trying to express that and explain that. And and you're doing it for money. You're doing it for reimbursement. That's the only way you can actually compensate somebody in this world for causing injury to another person. You cause the injury to another person, and the person who has caused the crash can't just wave a magic wand and say, here, I take away your injury. I take away your pain. I take away your difficulty in living. I take away your constant day in, day out pain that you have and restrictions you have. But what they can do is they compensate through the insurance they've purchased. And that's what insurance companies say. They're compensating people for their injuries. So now you've got to present the injuries. And so you've got a person that says, I live 100% in pain every day. There's always pain in my back. And then they get on that person's relatives, social media. And there's a picture of that person on a motorcycle with his sister saying, and it's the mother saying, finally got these two together. I hope they enjoyed their motorcycle ride. And so the defense lawyer and the insurance company is going, look, if this guy says he's in pain all day and he has to live in pain, he can never be happy and he has all these problems, here he is going on a motorcycle ride with his sister. And when you get to the injured person, you ask them, well, what was going on? The injured person says, yeah, my mom, we got to a family event, and my mom said she always wanted us to be on a motorcycle together because they're motorcycle riders, and she wanted a picture of us on the motorcycle. So we got on the motorcycle, and we had a picture taken, and we smiled for the picture. And you're going, okay, yeah, that's what happened. But that's not what was displayed to the public by a third person. And now you've got this huge issue of, can you ride a motorcycle? Can't you ride a motorcycle? Can you drive the motorcycle? Can't you drive the motorcycle? What really happened? And the question is, why do you open up the door to identify these things when they're not really an accurate description of what's going on?
That's a great idea. That's a great point, Brad. And let's use one more. I'm going to give you the feed. I'm going to give you the line. Let's suppose, I mean, you're having your coffee and you're kind of comfortable. Let's suppose you're a farmer on the Eastern Plains, right? And you have a nice farm. It's not the biggest, not the smallest. It's medium-sized farm, and you farm. And you got your products and your produce and you sell it, and it's a family farmer that's been in the family for years. Let's say you're that farmer, right? And what's going to happen? Well, we got a break coming up. That's what's going to happen, and then we're going to finish the rest of that story when we come back at Bell and Pollock. We educate and advocate. Our website, championsofthepeople.com, for a reason. It's information loaded for you. It's free. You know, we have 10 books there, 10 different books on 10 different injury subjects, and they're all free. You can download an e-copy free anytime. And if you want a hard copy, it's free. Hello. Free. Bell and Pollock, your caring injury attorneys. We'll be right back. All right, here we go. It's quite comical to watch us play the air guitar during the breaks. Maybe we should have this film sometime. Put it on Facebook. Put it on social media. See what that's about. Okay. When we left, we were talking about farmer. You're a farmer on the Eastern Plains, family farm, medium-sized farm, been profitable your whole life. Something. It's all you've ever done. You inherited the farm, took it over, you know, a couple of generations, nostalgic. So you're injured. You're going down a country road, somebody runs a stop sign, knocks you off into a field, and off to the emergency room you go, EMTs come, and now your life changed. And now you got physical injuries and emotional injuries you never thought would even possible. So think about this. I want you to think about this. You're the farmer, so you can't do what you used to do. You can't go get on that tractor you're looking at. You see it. And every day you get up, and it's been pretty bad. You go to physical therapy, and you're out of your game plan, and you're out of your life game plan. Your quality of life is affected, and your work is affected, and you can't farm. You're trying to get it covered, but you can't farm. You can't ride that tractor. Because when you do, it bounces around on the fields and the clods of dirt, and it kills you, hurts your back. And never was that like before. So you're sitting on your front porch in your chair looking at that tractor every day for 53 days. And somewhere in those 53 days, you start to wonder, I wonder if I could do it. I wonder if I could do it. So guess what? You go out. You struggle. You climb up on the tractor. It's not easy getting a tractor. You climb up on the tractor, start it up, fire it up, and you start driving it down the road and into the field. And the insurance company is there with surveillance. And they take a picture of you on the tractor. So the truth is, you can't do it. And the truth is, it hurts so much as you pay the price for it, and you go back to your house, and you lay down, and it's worse than ever. But the appearance is what, Brad? The appearance is you ride the tractor just fine. You can farm just fine. You say you can't. And I know we hit you at 70 miles an hour, ran through a dirt road stop sign. I know that. But knocked you over in a field 120 feet. We know that. But there you are on your tractor. So the appearance is you're fine. No problem.
Yeah. And, you know, add to that, if the wife sees you do that and posts on her social media, look, my husband's finally back up on the tractor.
Or he tried it today.
Yeah. And you're looking and saying, okay, I thought you told me, that's what you're trying to tell your client, I thought you told me you couldn't do this. I thought you told me you can't get on your tractor. That's what we told them in the deposition. You can't get on your tractor. And that was, yes, the deposition was 2 months ago. And yes, you've been struggling, you've been fighting, you've been going for it, you've been doing everything you can. But they're going to look and they're going to say, you said you can't get on your tractor. Here you are getting on your tractor. And here you are smiling while you're on it. Because they took a picture of you smiling. And they posted that, saying, look what a great progress he's made. Well, really the progress is, in 2 months, you've been able to climb up on your tractor, but you couldn't drive it if you wanted to.
And you can't farm.
And you can't farm. So you've lost that income. So, a friend or a family member posted that. Okay, the friend or family member is posting to show what they think is your progress, but maybe once you're getting off that tractor that day, you have to go back into the house and you have to lay down for the next 2 hours or 3 hours because you're in pain. Or 2 days because you're in pain, because you can't do anything. And because you really can't farm. But it's the appearance that's given to the jury. It's the appearance that's given to the person who's trying to judge to determine what's happening. And what we're talking about today is not creating false appearances, not creating false light to people. And so often social media does that. It creates the false impression of what's going on. It can show a camping trip where it looks like you're having a great time and it's miserable. but they show the everybody smiling, because how many times do you get on social media and get pictures of people saying, I'm miserable here, I don't want to be doing this on a camping
pretty
trip?
Pretty much can't think of any.
On a trip. That's not what gets posted. What gets posted is trying to show what a wonderful time people are having.
But I'll tell you what, in the example that we just went over with the farmer, I said, then he got on the tractor and then they had surveillance. And that's happened before. But the surveillance, they got to pay for. They got to pay for people to do surveillance and they all these taxis, and maybe we'll do a show on surveillance. But I said surveillance. But when they go check your social media, they have no cost or expense of anything. Nothing. They just check it. Hello? They don't hire somebody to do surveillance. They don't have to. Here's a picture of you volunteered, or your family volunteered, or your great aunt from northern Manitoba put it on there and volunteered it. She always loved you. You were her favorite. And she puts it on there. Right? So it's free to them. And if it's free to them, why wouldn't they do it every day? Because they want information that gives the appearance of what we've been talking about today. Right? All right, Gary Bell, Brad Pollack, our law firm is Bell and Pollack. We've been doing this for a lot of years. You can put our experience to work for you, and once you do, you get a legal game plan, and you get the proper steps, and you know why, and you know what to do and why. How refreshing is that? Wow, you don't just guess. You're not just a drive-by client here. Sign all these papers. We'll get back to you in 4 or 5 or 6 months. Or maybe you'll never talk to an attorney, but sign here. Right? You get a legal game plan. ChampionsOfThePeople.com. We wrote all these books. We give you all this information. We educate and advocate because we are Champions of the People. We'll see you next week.